Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with Maris Rakal and Heir Yarlorina for the movie Where is the Lie? And how are you today?
I'm good, but it's EJ Haliorina. I'm so sorry, my name's so difficult to pronounce.
I'm feeling great. And yeah, it's Maris Rakal.
So, let's start with the title, you know, Where is the Lie for you in this movie? I mean, your characters are full of, you know, different layers, and we discover it, you know, all along the movies. So for you, where is the lie?
I think the lie is in the part that trans people are just marupok. And that's our local title for our film, Marupok AF. It literally means fragile or brittle. So I think that idea in the film that trans people, especially trans women, are fragile is where the lie is, you know, because I think, our film tells a story about a strong trans woman, navigating, the online world, and all her best, and all her might. Yeah.
I think the lie is where the homophobic people are. It's with them. Mm-hmm. In this movie, I play a role that's homophobic, and, upon reading the script, it just, you know, it just baffles me every time she does something to her. And I think the lie is with her.
And actually, as you mentioned, what was your first reaction when you got the script and when you got the role, actually? Yeah. Because I know that for you, Beanie, the main character, actually, there were, you know, a lot of other people there to be chosen. So mm-hmm. I think you were happy when you finally got the part.
Yeah. She's very brave for actually getting the character of Beanie. Yeah. Actually, when I first heard about the thread, the film is about this Twitter thread. So I kind of felt a little bit of familiarity with that experience. So I kind of thought, like, I can play a role like that, you know? I mean, like, especially knowing what happened to her, the real person who I'm portraying. Afterwards, after the incident, I really admire the story, you know. So I thought I can actually portray it. And yeah, I mean, I'm just really happy that I was considered and actually eventually, you know, got to be playing the role. So yeah.
Me, when I first read the script, I actually honestly felt scared, but not with the existing story, but the reaction of everyone, because it's very it's a very controversial issue, and anyone could hate or love it or have like violent opinions about to it. Well, I got scared, and then our director Quark Henares really assured us that they did everything to make the message whole and to represent the transgendered women correctly. No one's going to be off. We've been trying our best to really not offend anyone in the community. So I also felt confident right after he said that. And then he said that he's been discussing it with a lot of activists and LGBTQIA plus community. Activists as well. I got, I felt comfortable and confident, and I also felt honored to be a part of the movie, since it's, it brings a very important message to the community.
Yeah, and it was the experience on the set, actually working with the director. It was all, you know, a true set, or do you have to work with, you know, screens, and what's, you know, the major challenges for you in this set and with this kind of story? And I appreciate that, because I think you had made an amazing job, actually.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was quite an experience because it's not just a film that's, based on scenes that are going to be on a set. We also have scenes where the camera is just right in front of us. And I think it gives people a sense of, in social media, a sense of like a personal attachment to that person that you're actually like, just staring right at the screen, just looking at their face, their reactions, their raw reactions to what they feel. I think that way of telling the story, how Derek Quark did it, our director, I think it's quite a challenge because it's, it's kind of a different thing. But, well, when we shot this, it was the pandemic. So I think it's also a very smart way to actually tell that story because at the end of the day, the story happened online. So I think it's just appropriate and very creative in his part because it draws the line when it's actually the reality and, when it's not, ? So, yeah,
Exactly. Well, I had my fair share of challenges, but it was mostly internal since that was the first time I played a very complicated sociopath, I think.
Yes.
It was my first time, so my challenge was, how do I make it believable? I mean, I don't want to make my character a caricature. Yeah. I want to show the audience that it's a real person because a real person did it. I didn't want it to make intentionally a comedy or whatever. I just want everything to be real. So it was my challenge, how to make it believable. And what I did was I just dug deeper in the character and actually realized a lot of things. In that realization, I made Beanie, my character, human. Because yeah. I realized that my character was just, was also a little child who needed help, but no one took her seriously. I also realized that mental health should be taken seriously, as well as parenting, because as parents, you have to guide your children, like if they have their problems, mental problems, you have to take them to a therapist or a psychiatrist. I wish she had that when she was little, because she was going through so many changes and whatever, in her internal self. She was going through a lot. No one really took her seriously. So it became worse and worse. So that's why she did what she did. And that's how I studied my character, and that made Beanie human. She wasn't imperfect, and I'm not for what she did. I don't support anything what she did.
You don't have to say it.
Yeah. Like everyone hates her. But yeah. That was my challenge.
So the movie shows a lot of different kind of themes, because it's like, I can say that it's like a vision of the modern times because we have social media, dating apps, the community that is felt in different ways according to from which part of view you're viewing. And so, I think what you would like the public to receive from Where is the Lie? I mean, what's the important message that you want the public to receive?
Just be kind online and in real life, I think. I mean, if it, boils down to something that's very specific and simple, I think it's just that. I think being kind should be practiced because there's a lot of layers of humanity that pushes us into the darkness, So I think practicing kindness, especially in this time that it's not just the reality, but we also have the virtual reality, I think it's double the amount of practice. So I think just don't let your darkness, overcome the light. Because if that happens, you're not, well, you're still human, but I mean, who would want a human to be like just all darkness, you know? I think that says a lot about the film. So even if it tells the story from different milieus, points of views, I think at the end of the day, it's just that, you know, kindness.
Yeah. I actually agree with EJ. Just be kind on social media. That's what I want the audience to impart. Well, after watching the film, that's what I want them to realize. And also to see how it is for trans women to find love. It's hard and it's complicated. And, you know, you told me about this. It's a very hard process since you have trust issues. You don't know what their intentions are. Yeah. Are they here to toy you or to catfish you? Or, you know, or am I being catfished or being bullied, being used? So it's hard to find love for transgendered women. Like, it's not as easy as, you know, cisgendered people. So, yeah, that goes back to being kind on social media.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, even if, you know, you look at the different lenses that you were talking about a while ago, I mean, we can always excuse ourselves as, we're just human. I mean, like, you know, like, we grew up, we have traumas, and, like, I don't know, back in the Philippines, we don't have the privilege of therapy, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not a thing for us. So I think it's a matter of us personally actually practicing just being nice, even if you're anonymous online or like in real life, especially in real life. I mean, like, you can be authentically nice, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, we're basically saying be kind and be nice the whole time, but also most importantly, be vigilant on social media. Don't share everything about you unless you've met the person like 100 times already.
Yeah.
So don't be too open on social media. Always protect yourself.
So much. Thank you so much. You've been very kind and appreciate really your job. It's a great job.
So much.
Fred Film Radio, we have been here with EJ Yelurina and Maris Rakal for Where is the Light at the Far East Film Festival. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.